Argentina. I've been to South America many times in the past 18 years. It never fails to impress me. From the festive spirit of Buenos Aires to the serenity of Cape Horn, I've marveled at the grandeur of the Andes Mountains and the beauty of the blue waters of the South Pacific. As a boy, I always felt the sun burn brighter here, as if it were trying to point out its favorite place in the world. My father hated it. My sister and mother, they got along anywhere, with everybody. To me, it was an exciting world that I could explore forever and never learn all its secrets.
Excuse me.
Yes?
You are Señor Day? Señor Aaron Day?
Yes.
Good. You will come with us.
Why?
You will come with us now, Señor.
No uniforms. You're not La Policia. So why should I join you?
Because my friend has a gun pointed at the center of your spine, Señor. And we would not like to disturb the peace of this lovely plaza.
Your friend isn't very talkative.
He does not speak English, Señor. Now please, move.
All right.
And be aware that I too have a gun.
That's nice.
Now follow my friend down the alley alongside this building. I will pay your check and be right behind you. Do not be foolish.
You forgot your hat, Señor.
Were you hoping to attract attention or leave a clue?
No, I was... I was hoping to get close enough so I could break every bone in your body. I can, you know. Or I can place my hand on your throat right here and snap it like a twig.
Oh, Manuel. Is he dead?
No. I only banged his head into that wall a couple of times. Now, you and I can talk undisturbed.
Please, don't kill me.
Where were you taking me?
I can't tell you.
Wrong answer!
El Casa de Delgado.
Why? Come on!
Señor Delgado paid us to bring you there.
I don't know him.
It has something to do with his wife, Señora Elena.
I don't know her either. Go on!
Señor Delgado found part of a list of names. Three men. It seems his wife wrote those names down just a few days ago, just before she disappeared. Your name was on that list.
What were the other names?
I only remember one other name. Butcher.
Butcher? Let's go see Señor Delgado.
What, Señor? He's not a young man. He would be no match.
Perhaps to save his wife. So she can kill me.
Blackjack will attack any evil maniac. Never looks down, never looks back. Quick as a whip, sharp as a tack. And I sneak up from behind. Whack, smack, how about that? That's what you get when you mess with a man whose name is fighting evil. Blackjack.
Casa Delgado was ever inch a symbol of wealth. Old tapestries and antique furnishings, marble and glass. An ancestry that could be traced back 10 generations. And Señor Miguel Enrique Escobar Delgado was the icon of grandeur, from his frost-white hair to his silk-smoking jacket and Cuban cigars. He was not prepared for my appearance.
Señor Day, may I offer you a drink?
No.
You don't mind if I have one? Was it necessary to injure my men?
They made it so.
And do you intend to harm me?
If I did, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
You are American. Your reputation says you are highly successful, but...
Say it, Señor. You won't be the first.
You are Negro. I believe you call it colored in your country.
When did your wife leave, Señor?
After finding this list, I mentioned those names to a diplomat I know. He had heard of you. He said you are also called Blackjack, and that you happen to be in our country at this time protecting someone.
Well, that job is finished.
I was also told that you are a most dangerous man. They did not say you would be so young, presentable, and...
And an American Negro?
It matters little here, Señor. But in your country, I seldom see your people in such...
My looks and color have nothing to do with why I'm here, Señor. Now, tell me why you sent those men after me.
This is a picture of my wife, Elena. Her maiden name was Martinez. Do you know her? Are you friends?
I knew what he was really asking. And I knew his wife 7 years ago. But how could I tell him that what happened then has been my greatest shame?
We got them all, Butcher. Rounding them up like cat.
A client will pay double for this bunch. Alan, get over here.
Yes, sir.
What a good little soldier you are. For the colors. Help chase you around the body prisoner. I want to see them lined up in the village square in a half an hour. You got that?
Yes, sir.
Good boy.
What are we going to do with them? And the villagers and him?
Chase, they don't call me Butcher for nothing.
You think your wife left you for one of the men on that list?
I am no fool, Señor De. I am old. Old enough to be her father. But I am also wealthy. She was always so evasive about her past. She would not truly speak of it. This troubled me, but she was also so young. She is so beautiful and kind. And I wanted her. She wanted money, so...
So you know this for a fact?
No. People said I was marrying beneath my position. Elena is young and beautiful. She could have had any young man she wanted. She chose me. Perhaps because I have money and position, it has happened before. For a year, things were good between us. But lately, she has been acting strangely, and for the past 3 weeks, some of my workers have seen her meeting with strange men in low places. Later, after she disappeared, I found that list crumpled in her wastebasket. I asked about the man and learned of you. Do you know my wife?
No. But I do know the men on that list. They're mercenaries and dangerous killers.
And my wife is with them?
I hope not, Señor. And I don't believe she left for the reasons you imagine.
Then why?
I'll bring her back and she can tell you herself.
You know how to find her?
No. But I know how to find them. One of the low places Señora Delgado had been seen in. A local saloon run by a woman with a unique history. Hello, Dolores.
Don't sneak up on me, strange. Well, well, well. If it isn't my favorite American, the great Aaron Day. It's been a long time.
7 years.
1929, I think. Yes, when you came by, had a few drinks, smoked my cigars and left that girl here. What was her name? Oh, yes. Elena.
You were the only one that could help her. The only one that wouldn't...
Wouldn't put her out on the street. Yes, I have my scruples.
You're angry because I brought her here?
No, stupido, because you never came back. Not even to see how I was doing.
You know why. And I sent money.
See, but it did not make those years any easier for her.
I didn't think she'd want to see me.
Why not? Why wouldn't she want to see the man that helped destroy her village?
Go on, Adam. Pick one.
Is that why you called me in here?
Spoils of war. Surely you sampled them before.
No, thank you.
Don't you walk away from me. Don't you dare. All my men get their due for their work.
I have prisoners to guard.
Not for much longer.
Why are we killing them? There's a reward for everything.
The bank owner said dead or alive, boy. And dead is easier to deal with. Now take one of these women. Do you want young or something more experienced? How about this one? I think her name is Elena. She's a spirited one and not bad on the eyes. I found one of the bandits hiding in her house. In her bedroom, in fact. Naughty little thing.
He was to be my husband. You pig!
No, not that, girlie. She tried to stop me from apprehending him. And he tried to escape.
Where is he now?
He beat him to death.
Be glad I didn't do that to you, sweetheart. See? Now you can meet Aaron here. Not bad at fighting, and he's a hell of a tracker. He led us right here to the mother-in-law. See, Aaron, you deserve a little something. Come on, Adam. You've earned it. Here's your chance to sample the other side. Come on. Come on.
She came by here recently. Aaron. Aaron!
Oh, sorry, what did you say?
I said I did not see much of her after she married Senor Delgado, but seemed happy, at peace. But she came by here about a week ago. She heard that you were in the area, you and Butcher.
He's back here?
A little over a month ago. He started raiding payrolls in small-town banks.
Where is he?
Why? Do you need work? I heard you were doing well.
Okay, stop fooling around, Dolores. Now, Elena disappeared a few days ago. If Butcher's in the area...
Madre Dios, I did not know. Oh, I didn't think she would really...
What?
Well, many adventurers and mercenaries come here. She knew a few of the old ones. She said she came to see me, but she also talked to them. I thought, oh my God, if she learns his location, if she...
Where is he, Dolores? If she wants revenge, she'll go after him and he'll cut her to pieces.
I can find out quickly, but it will take a few days to gather up some men.
No time. Just get me the information, I'll go alone.
That is suicide.
I owe her this, and much more. Now, where is Butcher?
Butcher and his men do not fight bandits anymore. They are bandits. They're up in the hills north of here. It will take you maybe 2 days to reach that area.
Not if I fly.
This is the area Dolores spoke of, Senor Day. Rumor says Butcher and his men are camped about 2 miles east of here, but the nearest place to land is 3 miles west.
Don't worry about landing. I'll get out here.
You are crazy. It is very dangerous to parachute down to that stand of tall trees.
For me, the real danger comes once I'm on the ground.
Come on, Addy. Come on, give it a try.
I said no. Butcher, why don't we just do what we're hired to do? Turn the bandits over to the soldiers and collect our money. There's a regiment in the area.
You're getting opening, boy. I took you on only because of that frog friend of yours in Paris. But I don't like people undermining my authority.
And I don't like shooting down unarmed men and torturing innocent people.
They're not innocent. They're just on the losing side. We win, we get to enjoy ourselves. Spoils of war, boy. We are doing.
Not my father. Not any of the men he called friends.
You know this for a fact, Daddy. You watch your daddy every minute of every day.
I didn't need to. I knew what kind of man he was.
Did you, Adam? Did you really?
My father had secrets. Some of them I learned as I grew older. Some I still don't know. But I was certain of one thing. My father would never have been a party to what Butcher and his men were doing to that village. Not ever. Jeez! Stop it! We don't have to kill him!
Butcher's orders. Now get out of the way!
I didn't sign on to shoot down unarmed men!
Is that so? Well, I did, and so did a few others.
If you don't stop him!
You'll do what, boy? There are 9 of us, and we can shoot you just as easily as we can kill them. Now get out of here! There ain't nobody here worth dying for, boy.
Right then, I knew it would be a night of blood like none I'd ever seen. Not a battle, but torture and murder and madness. I stumbled away from the firing squad, but I could still hear them. I knew what they were doing. Deliberately aiming too high or too low, nicking some of the prisoners time and time again until the final shot. Up ahead of me, in the house that once belonged to the town's mayor, I could see Butcher through the window. He and several men were drinking and tormenting the women. Cat and mouse, closing in, leering, grabbing, laughing. I drew my gun. Maybe I could keep them prisoner until they sobered up, or maybe I could get the woman to safety somewhere, but where? I was one man with 2 old pistols against 100 men with as many guns. They owned the town. What chance did I have? What can I do alone?
Senor Day! I say you cannot jump part of my plane here. It is too dangerous.
Maybe.
Don't do it, senor. Por favor. Climb back in from the wing and we'll find
the door. Thanks for the name.
Senor Day, if you die, Dolores will kill me.
Blackjack will attack any evil man. Never looks down, never looks back. Quick as a whip, sharp as a tack. I sneak up from behind, whack, smack, how about that? That's what you get when you mess with a man whose name is Fighting Evil Blackjack. Blackjack,